The report from Madison-based North Star Economics says the flagship campus churns out $21 for every $1 of state tax investment. That's in addition to more than $9 billion spent annually by its employees and visitors. UW-Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin says the school's effect could be even greater if it had the flexibility proposed in Governor Walker's budget bill. The bill would split UW-Madison from the rest of the system, giving it public authority status and more flexibility when it comes to managing state funds.
We can't continue to compete well for federal research dollars, which are at the heart of this growth, if we can't support our faculty, staff, and students. One way to support them is to get the money that we think we need from state tax dollars, and in the absence of those state tax dollars, to have the ability to generate that revenue, keep it, and use it more effectively ourselves.
But the rest of the UW system chancellors don't agree that Madison's campus needs to break away. David Giroux is a system spokesman.
I think that prowess, that greatness has been achieved over the past 30, 40 years while UW-Madison has been part of the statewide system. So I think what's standing between us and greatness in the future is not the system structure, but the state laws that govern how we budget our money, manage our investments, build our buildings, and pay our people.
Giroux says all the UW system chancellors except Martin have signed on to a plan that would give flexibility to all the campuses. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.